Mike, did the Packers solve their needed safety?
Well, they sure hope they did. There were two generally considered the top two safeties, Calvin Pryor, HaHa Clinton Dix. Pryor went three picks before the Packers were on the clock at 21. Clinton Dix from Alabama was there. I got to believe that Ted Thompson had some trade offers, especially with Cleveland trading up to get Johnny Manziel at 22 right after the Packers picked at 21. So he had the choice of trading down, maybe getting an extra third-round pick or taking the safety. He took the safety, and when you consider MD Jennings, Jerron McMillan not on this team, Micah Hyde would have to make a conversion to safety to play there. The other two guys in the mix alongside Morgan Burnett are former undrafted free agents. Clinton Dix is going to be given every chance to start on this team right away.
You know, Tony Pauline said that the first round ended right around pick number 20-21. Did you feel it getting weaker? It was right after the midway point of the first round. I could feel that the talent level, the big names were gone. I think the Packers did very well to get what they did.
Yeah.
I think Clinton Dix is going to strike Packers fans as being amazingly similar to Micah Hyde. They might have the same guy competing for the same job. And that's not a bad thing.
No.
I mean, that's depth. So I think they solved this. What can the Packers get done Friday night in the second and third rounds?
I definitely would look for the Packers to take one of these tight ends, this next crop of tight ends, whether it be in the second
Safarian
or the third
Jenkins,
round.
Jason Amaro.
You got C.J. Fedorowicz from
Blocker.
Iowa. Yeah, so I think there could be some tight end options for the Packers. I'm not so sure on the inside linebacker
Chris
thing.
Chris Borland.
Yeah, 5'11" or
no,
whatever
No. I saw him at the Senior Bowl. This is one fantastic football player, and if you can get him in the second round, I'm all for it.
Right, second round, I would say so. There were a lot of people who wondered about Borland in the first round, and the 5'11 thing is what hurt him.
Packers have an extra third-round pick.
Mm-hmm.
There is a center in the second round, Weston Richburg.
Yeah, you've mentioned him a lot.
Uh-huh. They might have to come up for him.
You think so?
They might have. Watch tomorrow night. I think there's a distinct possibility that the Packers' first move Friday night is a trade up to
all
go
right
after Richburg. That's just a guess.
Could be.
Good job.
All right. You too.
But you know who did the best jobs? The best job?
Who's that?
The fans. They picked Clinton Dix in January.
Yeah, they did. They had this guy from the Senior Bowl, didn't they?
They had him nailed. Congratulations, Packers fans. You did a great job of scouting.